Grab a rod and have a real good time at the third annual Norix Kiss My Bass tomorrow. Register now at theticket.com. Brought to you by Dish Direct, North Texas Nissan, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 6:15 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You are listening to The Hardline. Good evening, everybody. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
And we and the Cobra are out here today at the Cape Buffalo Grill here in far north Dallas. That's at Addison Road at Trinity Mills, a stone's throw west of the tollway. The rest of the crew is back at the mothership. Danny Paul, Kevin Scott with a ticket ticker, Justin Neely at the helm, Barb Smith with Trafico Trafico.
And Danny.
Yeah, and Danny with Trafico Trafico as well. Lenny Randall at the barbecue pit, Miss Fugazi at the service elevator, and Dave in acquisitions. And we got about 45 minutes or so left on the presentation this evening. Plenty of time for you to stop by. Petty Theft is getting ready to get up there and play for a couple hours. And later on tonight here at Cape Buffalo, Pictures will be playing. So there is a lot going on here tonight. We invite you all to come on out and check out the rest of the presentation and everything else the evening has in store. It is 6:16 here on The Ticket. Once again for another round of community quick hits. And here is Cobra.
Thank you, Michael. We'll start off with a feel-good story, and then we'll end up with a feel-creepy story. A woman found a dog over in the Farmers Branch area.
Oh.
And here's a picture of the dog. How about that?
That's a good puppy dog.
That a pretty dog?
That is a good
puppy dog. What is that,
it's like a lab of some kind.
Retriever lab mix, maybe?
Yeah.
It's got the long hair.
Yeah.
Well, it had a broken hip when she found it, and it couldn't walk.
Mm.
And so she's taking the thing up there to get surgery. She can't afford the, I think the surgery costs $350, so they're going to have a bake sale tomorrow at the Pet Supplies Plus. Right off Mockingbird and Skillman, because we're all very familiar with those two cross streets.
Mm-hmm.
Mockingbird and Skillman. It's pretty close to one of the neighborhoods that I reside in, because I live in a couple. But I'll donate $100 right now to that. So all you need is $250. Show up at the Pet Supplies Plus between 10 and 2 tomorrow. And they got a huge bake sale going on. All proceeds go to benefit this dog and to get it hip surgery. And I believe it needs a home as well. So it's a beautiful-looking dog, too.
Hey,
a pretty dog.
Mike?
Yes?
When you break your hip, I want to have a Hardline bake sale.
Boy, I agree.
Okay. All right.
What a nice gesture on that P1 that did that.
You know what? For real.
And mine, too.
Very, very nice.
Nice gesture by me, too.
Danny, yes.
To help Mike.
Let's not leave you out. We promise a, there you are breaking your hip, and your bag goes flying everywhere, and it's just a horrible mess.
There comes Danny with a bundt cake to help out.
Right.
We're selling hash brownies and stuff for $1 a square. We'll set you up, buddy. Hey.
Okay. All right, you do that.
When somebody falls on the hard line, we're there to pick you up.
That's right.
You know?
You do that.
And believe me, you will break your hip.
Either that or let's have a fund for to buy a rascal. Not to fix his hip, but just to buy the rascal. That way our dream can be complete. As the elevator doors swing open, here comes Mike out on his rascal.
Hey, guys.
Wow!
What defeat.
You both will need hip replacement and rascals before me.
Hey, we'll get that rascal tricked out, too.
Yeah.
We'll get your Ranger pennant sticking out of the back of them. We'll get you a nice Ranger hat to wear at all times.
Maybe hydraulics.
Yeah, why not hydraulics?
Yeah, maybe you can
pimp
start
my rascal.
Just go pimp my rascal.
Sorry.
Maybe, buddy.
Yeah, it is.
That is not funny.
Pimp my rascal.
That's stupid.
Hey, Funk Master Flex, what do you get in mind for my rascal?
Mike's all decked out like 70s pimp style. Oh, man.
Will you put my rascal on Dubs or not?
Oh, boy.
Grego, you're not embracing the rascal theory.
This is not funny.
Why not?
It's not funny. Not funny.
He's right, it's not.
Why are you laughing then, Michael?
I wasn't.
Yeah, you were.
I was thinking about something else.
Michael?
A disturbing story out of Plano. And if you live in Plano, this could have happened to you, especially if you're a woman, especially if you're a top-heavy knockout blonde, because Alan Donald Mead has been walking around the city of Plano with a video camera filming women as they shower and undress in their homes, unbeknownst to them, of course.
Well, how can he do that?
Well, buy a video camera and walk around a neighborhood.
You ever heard of curtains?
Yeah, but...
just how often can you...
No, regular curtains. Like, not meat curtains.
Wow.
What are those?
Now, what this guy did for a month, they say, detectives have been working on busting this guy. They found him in Plano. They spotted a man looking after a police call. They said that someone noticed a creepy-looking man with a video camera. After they scoured a neighborhood, they spotted...
Coincidence?
Well,
George lives close to Plano.
All right. I have nothing to do with this story. We could have waited. Hey, that was not me. And we could have waited until the story was over before we played the Giorgio music and started kicking each other in the crotch.
Well, go ahead. What do you need?
Don't say, what do I need?
What do we do to George? Say,
wow.
Why are you all pissy?
No, well, you must have called in here for a reason.
See, I knew. Grego wanted me to call. Grego, I told you, Corby doesn't like it when I call.
Man, are you kidding? I love it when George calls.
Okay.
Snake.
Well, we've got some issues to get to.
Okay.
I want you to finish the story first.
All right, you listen up, all right?
All right.
Okay, so this guy, George, you need to calm your bowels down.
Sorry.
Three officers checked the neighborhood. They spotted a man looking in the window of a home on Brimwood Drive in Plano. During a brief foot chase, officers saw the man throw a video camera into a swimming pool before they caught up with him. So then they check out the video camera, and the guy's narrating as he's filming. And one of the narrations, he says, absolute top-heavy knockout blonde, bedtime around 11 to 11:30 weeknights, possible yappy dog inside. Another narrative indicated that one woman had been spied on since last year. And they say that there could have been, he's got a reel a mile long of women that he's been filming.
Can we rule out?
How does that happen?
What do you mean, how does it happen?
I mean, most bathrooms don't have windows that you can see in.
Yes, they do.
I don't think so. I mean, and most of them have some kind of curtains or blinds.
Yeah, I heard Corby talking about some curtains a minute ago.
Right,
George.
I was.
See, that's something like Invade Your Privacy Gordo would do.
You think so?
Well, you know, he's all into these cameras now and all that.
Right.
Doesn't that sound like something he'd do?
Totally.
Climb a tree and...
Totally.
Some video scenes reveal the narrator knew the names of the women and, in one case, the license plate number and model of the car his victim drove. So this guy was doing some scouting. It wasn't like it was really random. In his desperate attempt for like 10 seconds of nookie, I'm sure it probably wasn't quality nookie either. Why not go to some legal strip club and just look at it? Why do you have to go around filming it? Is the thrill in the chase?
Yes, it's an addiction.
I mean, it just seems like you're going through a lot to get like 20 seconds of really cheap, probably some fat lady soaping up or getting undressed. It just doesn't seem worth it.
What if it's a top-heavy knockout one, though, like he said?
Well, yeah, I guess he did find himself a top-heavy knockout blonde.
You know what? And if you're going to stalk it, you wouldn't stalk a big fat lady. You'd stalk somebody good-looking.
True.
So did you get your camera back, George?
I have no relation to this story.
His name is Alan Donald Mead.
Why'd you call in?
All right, go ahead, George. Why did you call in?
Oh, George.
Well, we've got some issues. First off, we're kicking off our first Cowboy Theater 1310 this Sunday.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
I forgot
right.
about that.
Yes.
So Sunday during the Cowboy game, you need to tune into our station, 1310.
Yes.
And
turn
watch the game.
On your TV. Watch it on regular TV, you know, just antenna-like TV so we don't have delay issues.
Right.
And basically, Gordo, Grego, and I are going to watch the Cowboy game with you.
And drink.
Yeah.
And talk about the game.
Yeah, and talk about the game.
You guys are not going to be in delay?
No, it's going to be very...
No.
Uh-oh.
You just, well, they're not going to cuss.
Oh, you can't trust you can't trust George.
I am
Gordo will drive you guys crazy.
Boy,
I think so, too.
George.
But you know what? That's the crew I got, Ron.
You better watch your drinking. You better watch your drinking, George. You may let an F-bomb or S-bomb fly.
I would not. I don't use that language, sir, and I don't drink.
Really?
Oh, yeah, we're going to drink. George, we are going to drink. You know why?
Yeah. Why?
Because I'm bringing the margarita mix, and I'll be mixing up margaritas, brother.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
You got bartender Grego.
That's right.
Oh, there he goes.
That's right. And after four or five of them, that's what you'll hear.
Yep. We're going to be drinking and commenting on the game.
What possibly could have been that funny?
Probably nothing.
So that's going to be great on Sunday. And then we have a little Dunham and Miller hardline challenge to get to on Tuesday.
Oh, God.
What is that?
Ryan's and Grego, I've talked to both of you about this. And Ryan's, can you do it or not?
I don't know yet.
Okay, well, if you can't, we'll try to get a late substitute.
What is it?
D.A. Wybring has redesigned Cedar Crest Golf Course, you know, the old city course.
Where's that at?
It's an old cliff.
It's down in the hood, right, Ryan?
Yes, it is.
It's about time he does
very much in the hood.
It's about time
I can take you right to it.
It's about time he does some designing because he's had it as a golfer.
That oh, dear.
True. He's won a ton of money on the champion.
Had it as a golfer.
Let's see, has he won more money than Litsky?
No, he has not.
I didn't think so.
He has not. No.
So
not even close, George.
No, he has not won as much as Bruce Litsky, the great Bruce Litsky.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Anyway, he's redesigned the course, and they're going to have their grand opening on Tuesday. And Litsky's coming out there, and they both want to do a Wybring Dunham and Miller versus Litsky hardline three-hole challenge.
Oh, well, that's not fair.
All right.
Well, I mean, you and Junior are a good golfer.
They want Ryder to bring out his Walter Hagen 7-iron since that's where Hagen won the 1927 PGA.
Well, I don't have a Walter Hagen 7-iron.
He's got a Wilson. Or a McGregor. Now, can I play in place of Grego?
Yeah, Colby, obviously you're welcome to come out.
Well, thanks, George.
All right, you and Ryder can play.
Litsky wanted Grego to caddy.
And I'll caddy.
Okay.
That's what I want. I've always wanted to be his caddy anyway. Because I can do everything. I can do two of the three. I can show up.
Yes.
I can keep up.
Yep.
I don't know if I can shut up.
Oh, you can shut up. If Litsky's paying you, you can shut up.
I don't know if I can shut up, but I can show up and keep up.
He'll pay you the big bucks, too.
Bring your backwards clubs out there, and we'll play for some cash, too.
Yeah, because last time we played, I absolutely bankrupted you, basically.
I know. I'm putting better now, though.
Okay, we'll see about that.
Well, that's cool. On Tuesday, right, George?
Yeah, Tuesday morning around 10:30 or so, we'll have more details on it on Monday and Tuesday so the P1s can come out and watch this nonsense. But DA's redesigned the course. They're going to open it up, and the city of Dallas is really excited about what DA's done. And
George.
Oh, gosh. Whoa. Woo-hoo. But, and Bruce Litsky's nice enough to come out and help him open it, too. So I think the least we can do is come out and mess around.
You know, I'm betting that Bruce Litsky goes out there and immediately sets the course record.
You would have thought that DA, if he was trying to get some big-name guests, some golfing guests, that he would have got people that he could actually beat instead of DA.
It is kind of weird, you know. I mean, pick somebody like Bruce Litsky, a guy that he's just going to get drummed by.
Right.
It's weird.
Hey, what's going on in that tournament in California this weekend? Who's ahead this weekend?
I don't even know.
Is Bruce in it?
Yeah.
But then he's leading. Oh, you can't believe those leaderboards they print in the paper. Don't believe those. Believe us.
You can't believe those.
Well, this is what I said. Just believe us. Bruce Litsky's leading it.
Yeah, Litsky's up.
We got Cowboy Theater on Sunday afternoon. Then we have a Dunham and Miller Hardline Golf Challenge at 10:30 at Cedar Crest on Tuesday.
Wow. Thank you for joining Community Quick Hitch, George.
Yes, thank you very much.
You're
sorry to interrupt.
Change your pants.
By the way, we're expecting a new theme song maybe next week.
You think?
Well, I mean, whatever you can do.
Well, the Michael McDonald one was treated with such indifference, we may be out of the business.
Not by me.
No, I liked it. I love the Michael McDonald one.
The problem is it got moved and we can't find it anymore.
Because Mr. Dew and I took it off.
Why?
Is there any
you
way
did? You took it off. What do you mean you took it off?
No, we liked that.
You hated it.
No.
What the hell's the matter with you?
I was wondering why we were playing the Rolling Stones one every day.
Because we lost it.
Do you think you can do Like the Fix?
Yeah. Yeah, we could probably do that.
We'll make it happen.
All right.
Come on, George.
Let's sell this thing out.
What?
What?
George.
Stop doing that.
You need to change your pants, George.
You need to shut up, Danny. Quit laying out. All right, I'm out.
Stand by for a very explosive concert calendar next.